Namaste, dear yogis, and welcome to episode 43 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly Connor. I thank you so much for joining me today for this bit of yoga, and I truly am honored to be a part of your practice. Today's episode features an hour-long class. This is a pretty mellow level 1-2 class where we focus on duality in the physical practice of yoga, working towards a discussion of non-duality in a few weeks. The physical practice peaks with Panchamayurasana, Feathered Peacock, and I do hope you love this class. I have a little shout out today to Ms. Andrea, fellow yogini from Seattle. She shared some sweet words of support this week for my website and my blog and sort of what I'm doing, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, dear heart. My dears, I do love hearing from you. Please get in touch. Share your yoga stories. Ask me your yoga questions. Or simply tell me who you are and where you're listening. You can get in touch by calling me 503-583-2599, emailing me sunroseyoga@gmail.com, following me on Twitter, I'm Yogini in the Hood, or commenting on my website, sunroseyoga.com, or reviewing me in iTunes, please. And so with that, I'm sending you peace on your path until we meet again. And always, namaste.
We're always working with sort of opposing forces, opposing movements. One area of the body is relaxing or floating while the other is firing up. We're surrendering the in-breath to the out-breath. And there's also this notion of the practice sort of being comprised of both practice and surrender. So, and these also are sort of in opposition. And I feel like the breath is a perfect place for us to experience that concept of action and surrender over and over and over throughout the practice. Our in-breath is very active. We're pulling in prana, pulling in new life force. We're expanding. And then when we come to the out-breath, we need to just get out of the way and let it go. You'll notice that your exhalations are so much more soothing if you don't force them, if you sort of allow gravity to let them just sort of draw out of the body. And so tonight I invite you to sort of play with those concepts of action and surrender in each breath, in each movement, in each moment. And so with that, let's come to a nice tall seat where the base of the spine can root down into the earth and where you are free to lengthen. Begin to notice that expansion with the in-breath. Slowly begin to surrender to each out-breath. We'll bring the hands to the heart center, to Anjali Mudra. And in this moment, allow your thoughts to travel to your own purpose, your intention for this practice, filling your mind, your breath, and your body with that intention, remembering that this intention is equal parts practice and surrender. Breathe in, filling mind fully with that intention. As you breathe out, bow to your heart. Knowing that with practice and surrender, it is so. Slowly release the hands, lift the head, and softly lift the focus. We'll bring the hands out to either side. And we'll just gently begin to shift our weight from left to right, allowing the spine to move freely. Bringing movement to the hips, movement to the spine. Softness into the neck and shoulders. Noticing how just bringing your awareness to the spine sort of shifts our relationship to it. We all of a sudden have a greater appreciation how all of these things it together. Slowly bring your movements closer and closer to center until you've come back to that nice tall seat. Let's inhale, sweep the arms way up high to the sky. Exhale, bring the hands to the heart. As you inhale, we'll just walk the hands forward on the floor just a bit. And as you exhale, fold from the hips. If you'd like, allow the sitting bones to rise up off the floor so we're just gently melting into a forward fold. Maybe walking the fingertips forward on the floor, lengthening one and then the other side of the body, feeling the space between the ribs. And slowly walking ourselves back up to a seat, moving whatever it is you've been sitting on just out of the way, but probably within reach. And coming to hands and knees, Chakrabakasana, table pose. Wrists are right below the shoulders, knees are right below the hips, and our index fingers are parallel with each other. As you breathe in, lengthen the back of the neck. And as you breathe out, rock the hips back toward the heels. Bhaktasana, devotional. Just gently shift the hips from side to side here, bringing more movement, more awareness to the low back. Taking the knees as wide or as narrow as you like. Remembering this is a space you can return to anytime throughout the practice. Anytime you need to reconnect with the breath. Anytime you need to reconnect with your intention. Time you'd like to reconnect with how all of these things fit together. And let's begin to walk the fingertips forward on the floor, getting a beautiful stretch through the upper back. As you breathe in, slowly make your way back to table, Chakrabakasana, hands and knees. And as you exhale, curl the toes and lift the hips high toward the sky to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Take your time here. Maybe bend one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel. Perhaps shifting the hips. Maybe nodding the head yes or shaking the head no. Begin to connect the length of each finger with the earth. Rooting down particularly into that fleshy part of the hand between the thumb and the index finger. Good, Peter, I'm going to shift your hips back. Keep your hands where they are. Yeah. just going to draw your hips back. Soften through the shoulders. Yeah, beautiful. We'll step the feet together at the back of your mat. And as you breathe in, sweep your right leg up toward the sky.
We'll bend that knee and begin to peel the hip open, gazing underneath the right armpit. Flexing the right foot, so we're engaging all of the muscles here as we lengthen.
Lengthening from pinky finger to pinky toe. And then softening the shoulders, softening the ribs, beautiful. Softening the breath, and softening the thoughts. We'll take one more breath in here.
And as you exhale, lower that right foot down toward earth. As you breathe in, sweep the left leg up toward the sky, bending the knee, peeling the hip open. Gazing underneath that left armpit, engaging the left foot, maybe flexing it, maybe spreading the toes. You can feel all of those muscles in the left leg ignite. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. Soften the ribs. One more breath in. And as you exhale, release that left foot down to earth.
And as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. As you breathe out, step the left foot forward, stepping the feet about hip-width distance apart. And allow the head to become heavy. Allow the crown of the head to become heavy as we hang in forward fold.
Maybe grabbing opposite elbows with the hands. Bending the knees if you have tightness through the low back or the hamstrings. Maybe swaying from left to right. Maybe shifting your weight between the balls of the feet and the heels.
We'll release the hands down toward earth or toward our blocks. And as you breathe in, bring the hands to the shins and come up halfway with the upper body, Ardha Uttanasana, lengthening from seat to crown. As you exhale, again fold, Uttanasana. As you inhale, come up halfway, maybe scooping the tailbone under just a bit. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in again, come up halfway. This time, maybe roll the shoulders up, back, and down. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down through the feet. Use your legs to draw the upper body and the arms all the way up. Sweep the arms up, gazing at the thumbs. We'll exhale and dive forward with strong legs. As you breathe in, come up halfway. Lengthen from seat to crown. Exhale and fold. As you breathe in, step your right foot back about one leg's length. We'll lower the right heel to the floor, turning the toe out to the long side of the mat. We'll bring the upper body up, extending the arms out to T and gazing down those left fingertips. Virabhadrasana 2, warrior 2. Good, we'll stay here a few breaths. Allow the tailbone to scoop under, the shoulders to soften away from. One of those postures where there's so much happening in some parts of our bodies while others truly do surrender. Really coming heavily into that pinky toe side of the right foot so that the arch floats up off the floor. Now from here, let's take our right hand and bring it to the hip and just open that hip up just a touch. Good, so that your belly button is facing that wall with the beautiful window. We'll release our left hand down to the left leg.
As you inhale, straighten that left leg. Let's inhale and sweep the left arm up toward the sky, spinning the palm to face the back of the room. We'll slide the right hand down the right thigh and gently bend the left knee, coming back into reverse warrior two. We're coming there for the first time, rather. Good. We're lengthening from seat to crown. And we're softening the shoulders away from the ears, increasing the space between the hips and the armpits with each breath. Full, beautiful breath here. And as you exhale, come back to warrior two, Virabhadrasana two. As you inhale, cartwheel the hands down toward earth. And as you exhale, step the left foot back to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. Shoulders are stacked over the wrist. Let's press out through the heels or lower the knees down to the earth. We'll breathe into the space just above the navel. And as you exhale, lower down, knees, belly, chest. As you breathe in, peel the heart forward and up. Cobra, Bhujangasana. Exhale, release down to earth. We'll inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Cobra, Bhujangasana. Exhale, release. One more, inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Press the tops of the feet into the floor, exhale, release. As you breathe in, rock the hips back toward the heels. And as you breathe out, curl the toes, lift the hips high to the sky, downward dog. And we'll breathe here. Lengthening the spine with the in-breath. Feeling the inner thighs press back toward the wall behind you with the out-breath. Feeling the length of the fingers connect with the earth. That will keep tension out of the wrists. As you breathe in, step the right foot forward between the hands. And this time we'll lower the left heel down to the earth, turning the left toe out to the side. We'll come up to warrior two, Virabhadrasana two. Arms are extended out in two, softening the shoulders away from the ears, scooping the tailbone under slightly. Beautiful. So here the spine is lengthening. We're active in that space. We're soft through the shoulders. Let each breath in lengthening. And let each breath out maybe bring you just a little more deeply into that front thigh. This is a practice of both effort and ease. Finding that balance is the yoga. As you inhale, straighten your leg. And as you exhale, release the arms down to your side. As you inhale, sweep that right arm up toward the sky. Spin the palm to face the back of the room. We'll slide our left hand down the left thigh. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. And then bend your right knee, coming into reverse warrior, exalted warrior. Heart is lifted and spinning toward the sky. Face is soft, shoulders are soft. With your exhale, come back to warrior two. Inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. Exhale to downward dog. We'll inhale and make our way to plank. Top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower down, either knees, belly, chest, or Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up, Cobra or Up Dog.
And as you exhale, float to downward facing dog.
Taking a few breaths here. Find the spine lengthening. Inner thighs pressing back toward the wall behind you. As you breathe in, step your right foot forward again. Lower the left heel down to the earth. This time we'll bring our right forearm to the top of the right thigh. Bring the left hand to the front. Tailbone scoops under, which may make us feel like we're sticking out that lower belly. We'll spiral the heart toward the sky. So our sort of natural inclination here is to go like this and stick that out. Can you see that in the mirror? That big guy. So here we're scooping it under, which makes us feel like we're sticking this out, but it lengthens the spine, which I don't care if our booty sticks out at all. It's mostly about the spine that I'm concerned with. We'll sweep that arm around and up overhead, reaching for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet, and then softening the left shoulder away from the ear. Beautiful. If you'd like, you can begin to lower that right hand down toward the earth, maintaining the integrity of the pose. So lowering down brings you to a space where you are disconnected with your purpose, and maybe find your way back to a place where you can reconnect. To straighten that right leg. Release the right hand down toward the shin or toward a block. Extend the left hand up toward the sky. And we're going to draw that left shoulder back in space just so we spin the heart up toward the sky. You may even wish to bring your left hand to your left hip. Gaze up at the left thumb, unless it's uncomfortable on the neck. And maybe gaze down. Bringing the upper body and the lower body into one plane. Beautiful. Feel the space between the lower ribs. Let's root down into the feet, and as you breathe in, rise up to standing. As you breathe out, bend the right knee, coming back to warrior two, Virabhadrasana two. Inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. Exhale, downward facing dog. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down, knees, belly, chest, or chaturanga. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, float to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, step the left foot forward between the hands. Lower the right heel down. Bring the left forearm to the top of the left thigh. Bring the right hand to the right hip. Uttanasana Parsvakonasana, second side. We'll spin the heart toward the sky, scoop the tailbone under, peeling that top hip up and back. As you're ready, sweep the right arm around and up overhead, reaching for that space where the ceiling and the wall meet. And then relaxing the right shoulder away from the ear. Beautiful. Coming deeply into that pinky toe side of the left foot.
That's the right foot, isn't it? Good. Breathe in here. And if you'd like to begin to lower the left hand down toward the earth.
Lengthen the lower ribs as you straighten that bottom. the left leg. Extend the right hand straight up toward the sky, stacking the shoulders, Trikonasana. Maybe gazing up at the right thumb. Maybe softening the shoulders away from the ears. Feeling where the body connects with the earth. As you breathe in, root down through the feet, rise up. As you breathe out, come back to Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two. Inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. And exhale to down. We'll inhale to plank. Exhale, lower knees, belly, chest, or chaturanga. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Exhale, float to down. Now as you breathe in, come back to plank.
Top of a push-up.
We'll make our way to side plank, Vashisasana on the right side. We'll plant that right hand, roll onto the outside edge of the right foot, stacking the left foot on top. Extend the left hand toward the sky. We can modify by lowering the right knee down to the earth, or by stepping the left foot up and over top, pressing it into the floor, lifting up through the hips. Let's inhale back to regular plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. Exhale to downward dog. Inhale back to plank. Side plank, Vashisthasana, left side. Roll onto the outside edge of that foot. Flex the feet. Stack the shoulders. And we'll come back to regular old plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, peel the heart forward and up. And exhale, float to downward facing dog. As you breathe in, step the right foot forward between the hands. And as you breathe out, step the left foot forward. Uttanasana, forward fold. Breathe in, come up halfway. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down through the feet. Rise up, sweep up, gaze up. Exhale the hands to the heart. We'll release our hands, turning the palms to face forward and up. Bring your awareness into the hands. Feel the body expand with the in-breath. Surrender with the out breath. We'll soften the hands. And softly open the eyes. Now for our balancing postures this evening, you may wish to use your strap. Just have it sort of at the ready. We'll practice one sort of to get our balance adjusted, and then we may move in, we'll move into our second. So to balance in yoga, we rely on our foundation, whatever is on the earth, whether that's our hands, our booty, or one or two feet, whatever. And we also rely on our gaze, our drishti. So the drishti is not necessarily focusing on any one thing, but it's a focus of the gaze so that we're not distracted by anything around us, by someone moving, by a mess in our house, by a bird flying by, what have you. So we'll begin by bringing our awareness into the right foot. Lift the toes and spread them. Really come into the four corners of that foot, and we'll soften the toes down to earth, but feel a nice lift. We'll turn the left knee out to the left. Maybe just coming onto the ball. Now, find your gaze. And whenever you are ready, bring the sole of that left foot to the inside edge of the right leg, wherever it feels right. The ankle, the calf, the thigh. Hands come to the heart center.
the shoulders soft. As you are ready, extend the hands toward the sky. You can either keep the palms together or extend the arms up. And we'll bring the hands back into the heart. As you breathe in, turn your left knee forward. And as you breathe out, release it. We'll give that right ankle a little break. Maybe roll it around. Maybe bring some movement to the spine. And then we'll bring our awareness into our left foot. Lifting the toes, spreading them, coming into those four corners of the feet, the inner and outer ball, the inner and outer heel. Soften the toes down. We'll turn that right knee out to the right. And as you are ready, as you find your gaze, bring the sole of that right foot to the inside edge of the left leg. Hands come to the heart. Allow yourself to settle. Allow yourself to soften. Perhaps the hands come up overhead. If you want to, I'll do just a short demo because sometimes this can be sort of confusing with the strap. We'll be practicing Natarajasana. Something in my nose, which involves catching the inside edge of the lifted foot, inhaling the arm up, kicking the foot into the hand as you draw this hip forward. The strap is helpful in several respects. I don't know why I don't just wear shorts. If we maybe aren't there yet as far as reaching that foot, the strap can assist us by just looping it around the ankle. And it's also a wonderful tool for on the path to bringing this foot up overhead and grabbing it with both hands. This is a shoulder opener as well. So, with or without the strap, I will demo again with the strap, just for those of you who would like. We'll bring our awareness into our right foot, lift the toes and spread them. Onto the ball of the left foot. So when we practice this, the knees stay pretty close together and we just kick that left foot straight back. Maybe loop the strap around that ankle. If you've got your strap, just bring it up over your shoulder, kind of like Santa. I always think of Santa when I do this. Good. And we'll inhale the right arm up overhead. And as you exhale, just slowly begin to hinge from the hips. We're kicking the leg up into the hand with just as much force as we're drawing the hand into the leg. Now that left hip wants to spin backwards. Let's draw it forward so that our belly and both hip bones face forward. Beautiful. As you inhale, come back to right side up. Exhale, release. We're going to shake out. The spine, some movement, and prepare for the left foot. Lift the toes and spread them. And just kick that right foot straight behind you, and we'll catch the inside edge. So grab your instep. And we'll inhale the left arm up toward the sky. We'll exhale and hinge from the hips, drawing our right hip
forward in space, allowing the heart to open, allowing our ribs to lengthen. Inhale back up, and exhale release. Beautiful. So let's take a wide stance so we're facing the mirror. Really wide, like one leg's length. Heels are pointing out. Toes are pointing somewhat in. We'll bring the hands to the hips. Press your big toes into the earth. Inhale and roll the shoulders up, back and down. And as you exhale, we'll just begin to hinge from the hips. Lengthening the spine as we fold. And then as you are ready, lower the hands toward the earth or toward the blocks just below the shoulders. So we're keeping that nice long spine. And we'll just tuck the chin under so that we've got nice long line from the base of the spine all the way out the crown of the head. Let each breath lengthen you. And let each breath out allow your heart to surrender a little bit closer toward the earth. And then tuck the chin one more time. Lengthening the spine with the in-breath. Surrendering the crown of the head toward earth with the out-breath. A new posture with each cycle of the breath. Slightly bend our knees. Walk our hands forward so that they're right underneath the shoulders again. And then bring the hands to the hips. As you breathe in, root down through the feet and use your legs to draw yourself up with a nice leg back. And we'll bring the heels in and point the toes out. We'll inhale, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale, begin to bend the knees, drawing the base spine down toward the earth. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. And breathe and lengthen the spine. Breathe out, sink into the hips. With your next out breath, bring the hands to the thighs. We'll inhale and lengthen the spine. Exhale and press that right shoulder. Shoulder forward, maybe gaze up over the right shoulder. Inhale back to center. Let's just bring our feet just a touch closer together and allow the head to become heavy. Just a nice wide-legged forward fold, allowing yourself to just relax. Toward earth. Slightly bend the knees and let's roll up on our in-breath, one vertebrae at a time, taking your time.
And now bring your mat to the wall. Short side of the mat connecting with the wall. We'll come to hands and knees with your backside facing the wall. Now, lower your elbows to the earth, placing them directly underneath your shoulders. Spread the fingertips wide and bring the fingers about, or excuse me, bring the thumbs about 2 inches apart. Taking a full breath here. And as you breathe out, curl the toes, let your hips float toward the sky. Coming to forearm dolphin. Drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Pull your shoulder blades down your back and shift your gaze between your thumbs. As you breathe in, sweep your right leg up toward the sky. And then connect your right foot with the wall, maybe pressing the ball of the foot into the wall. Now, ideally, your leg and your upper body will make a 90-degree angle here, but don't sweat it if they don't. And then we'll sweep the left leg up toward the sky, and then bring the ball of the left foot to the wall. So you are in L pose on your forearms, preparing for Pinchamayarasana, feathered peacock pose. Shoulders continue to draw down the back. Shoulder blades draw down the back. And now one last thing, let's scoop the tailbone under. You may feel your kidneys puff a bit here. You may feel them poof out. Good, and let's just breathe here, gazing between the thumbs. Feeling the parts of the body expand and contract, feeling yourself draw in through the upper body, shine out through the palms, shine out through the hips and the toes. Now, as you are ready, you may extend one leg toward the sky, stacking your ankle over your hip, over your shoulder, shining out through the ball of that foot, keeping the foot active. And as you are ready, bring that foot back to the wall and extend the other foot up toward the sky. Bring that foot back to the wall. Then slowly lower your right foot to the floor. Lower the left foot to the floor. Lower the knees to the floor. And drop your seat back toward your heels. Rest the forehead on the floor. Give yourself a beautiful break here.
From here, we'll, after that bit of electricity, we'll sort of turn things a bit more inward. We'll come to our seat. We'll bring the soles of the feet together. Now, if this is uncomfortable, sitting like this, grab a blanket or wave at me and I'll throw you one. And just place it underneath the tush. If this hurts the knees at all, bring one of your two blocks underneath. Bring the hands to the shins. We'll inhale, lengthen the spine. As you exhale, begin to draw your heart toward your instep, allowing the head to take its time. And then tucking the chin when you first begin to feel tension in the hips. Stopping there and beginning to work with the breath. As you inhale, breathing in to any tension. And as you exhale, see if you can just settle into that tension, watching it dissolve and dissolve and dissolve. Allow the head to become heavy. Allow the chest to become heavy. Allow the belly to become heavy. Allowing the back to round and maybe resting the forearm, the elbows on the floor and the forehead in your hands. Just relaxing the entire back of the body. Thank you. the hands to walk the upper body back up. Slowly. Drawing the knees together. If you're sitting on anything, moving it out of the way. Bracing yourself with your hands as you come all the way down onto your back. Bring the feet fairly close to the ball. And adjust the feet so that they're about hip width distance apart. Maybe lift the toes and spread them, connecting the feet with the earth. And then softening the toes back down. As you breathe in, lift up through the hips, the belly, the upper back. Coming to Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, bridge. Allowing the palms to open to the sky. Relaxing all of the muscles in the bum, all of the muscles in the backs of the legs. Up onto the tippy toes. And as you exhale, slowly rolling down one vertebrae at a time. Releasing the heels to the earth. Taking a full breath here. Bringing your awareness to your belly. Your next breath in, press the feet into the earth as you lift up through the hips, the low, mid, and upper back. Coming back to Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, bridge pose. This time we'll clasp the hands underneath our back, pressing the tops of the arms into the earth, relaxing the bone. Maybe stepping the feet just one scooch closer together. As you breathe in, lift the right foot up off the floor, draw the knee toward you, and extend the right foot toward the sky. As you breathe in, draw the knee toward the chest, and as you breathe out, release that right foot toward earth. As you breathe in, lift the left foot up off the floor. As you breathe out, extend the left foot toward the sky. And as you breathe in, draw that knee back toward the chest. Exhale, release the foot down. Inhale, unclasp the hands. And as you exhale, roll down one vertebrae at a time. Slowly draw the knees in toward the chest, rocking from side to side. Slowly lower the feet to the floor. We'll extend the arms out to T so they're perpendicular to the spine. Taking a full breath here. And as you breathe out, let the knees fall to the right. Gazing over the left shoulder if it's comfortable on your neck. Side of the body to soften. Allow the face to soften.
knees fall to the left, gazing over the right shoulder. Allowing the eyelids to become heavy, the shoulders to become heavy, the shoulder blades to become heavy. Slowly inhale the knees back to center. Maybe hug the knees into the chest for one last little lower back massage.
Rocking from side to side. We'll make any last adjustments to the body
before making our way to our pose of final rest,
Shavasana, where the body is fully extended out onto the earth,
turning the palms to face the sky, spine is straight from seat to crown, body comes to this place of complete rest. A place of no effort, of no muscle. A place of softness from the toes, soles of the feet, all the way beyond the crown of the head. Mm-hmm.
into the fingertips.
Back to the tip of the nose.
Allow the breath to deepen. Your body is in this moment. And rolling to your favorite side. And just taking a moment here to reconnect with your intention. Is a very special one where we choose what to take with us from the mat out into the world. And by bringing your awareness to your intention in this space, you can maybe commit to aligning your actions with that intention once you step off of your mat and back out into your life, remembering that manifesting that intention is a product of both effort and grace, practice and surrender. We'll slowly begin to make our way back to a nice tall seat, taking your time, keeping your attention within, your awareness within. And let's bring the hands to the heart center, Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering. I thought we could conclude our practice simply by offering up one big, beautiful Om in whatever tone feels right. We'll take in a full cycle of breath before we begin. Deep breath in.